We're talking now with John Felt. John, you had some interesting things to talk about regarding precipitation with this group. You called yourself kind of the precipitation guy. Drought as it has developed over the last couple of years, kind of give me a little bit of a play-by-play of this Southern Plains drought and your overall observations of it.
Well, you know, there are a number of climate factors that influence drought. A simple answer is a La Nina pattern of anomaly of cold Pacific temperatures most likely contributed to it. I think having said that, though, what really still amazes me is, you know, how much of a flash drought it was. It just came on with record high temperatures and record low precipitation. And in my experience, droughts are usually more nuanced than that. They come on with starting with either hot temperatures or low precipitation. It's not just right on you such extreme. And so that's, you know, I think this drought has been very unusual, and when you get a drought that doesn't fit a typical pattern, it's a little bit more difficult to determine when that drought will eventually end.
You talked about this 2012 drought especially as being a flash drought, and I think the word you used was erupted.
It erupted, absolutely, no doubt about it. You can see where we went to drought impacts to just sort of modest drought impacts to very severe drought impacts over a short period of time. And, you know, this winter, you know, we're looking for signs of, you know, somewhat helping getting out of this drought. But we have to keep in mind that there are many different ways to get out of a drought. And people a lot of times think there's an extreme event, the hurricane that moves over the area or the 20 inches of rain. In my book, it's more important to look at getting back at a normal pattern of precipitation. That's what we want to do. And we really haven't seen it this winter so far. But on the other hand, we have seen some favorable signs with some snow bands over western parts of the state that have been favorable. And that's helping. It's helping moderate, but we need more to really alleviate not just the upper soil moisture, but the lower soil moisture. And that plays a very critical role as well. Until we really get out of the drought, we have to not only improve upper soil moisture, but we have to address the lower soil moisture.
The drought of late 2010 and 2011, and then the drought of 2012, was that one drought or two droughts?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, because what you have is you have many factors going on, and one of the factors is within a drought there's still a natural occurrence of precipitation. So it's very typical for an extreme drought to be improved upon throughout the year, and that's what we saw in the winter months, and that's what we saw last winter, that's what we're seeing this winter. And it's tempted, because you're seeing improvement of the overall drought, to think that you're actually improving that drought. Just as likely, that could just be your normal winter pattern where you would always see some improvement. And I always often describe this as you have a bonfire and you're putting some water on it, but you always are putting water on it at a certain time of year. If you don't really put that fire out, once summer comes, it's just going to build up again.
So bottom line for our guys here in the spring, as we approach springtime, we're almost at the official start of spring now. What are we looking for spring, summer, regarding precipitation for this part of the world?
Well, right now what's driving to make a very complicated forecast is we're in neutral conditions from an ENSO perspective. If we were in an El Nino or La Nina, I think we could make a little bit more confident forecast. Right now, I'm expecting it to be not as bad as we saw last year, but I still have concerns on a continuing drought. I do think there will be some areas that will be seeing some improvement, but I think really the next 6 to 8 weeks is going to be highly critical, because it looked for a while like we could be getting more active from rain or snow, and that looks like that might not be continuing. If it would continue, I'd be a little bit more optimistic that we could work our way out a little bit more before summer comes. On the other hand, if it just stops at this point, I'm more pessimistic that we would be going back into a more severe drought.
So this neutral status between El Nino and La Nina, that really makes it tough, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of factors driving the drought, but a long, broad drought like we see in the Midwest and the Plains, that's usually being caused by a large pattern. That doesn't mean we can't have a more localized pattern. There could be a very big severe weather season this year that could bring a lot of rain and change things. But after that, once we get everything growing again and evapotranspiration, your chance at recovering from this are really diminishing at that time.
Sure.